The Florida Nature Conservancy held a meeting in conjunction with the Tampa Bay Estuary Program and the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council. The workshop presented the findings from studies looking at the potential impacts of sea level rise on coastal wetlands, native species, and human development. John Otting is a conservation planner with the Florida Natural Areas Inventory.
Overall, there are a number of coastal species in the Tampa Bay area, everything from loggerhead sea turtles who nest on the beaches to shorebirds, to some rare plant species that are either on the beach dunes or near inland, that all would look to face some significant losses of their habitat due to sea level rise.
In addition to impacts on native animal and plant species, sea level rise is expected to cause major problems for people. 95% of Floridians live within 35 miles of the coast, and if the sea level creeps up over the coming decades, as scientists predict, that poses huge potential hazards to existing developments, such as septic systems, transportation, cemeteries, and water supply. But exactly how fast is the sea level rising?
So far, the data that we have shows that the sea level change rates around the state of Florida are very consistent with the globally averaged sort of sea level change rates. And the projections for those, the best guess I've been telling people is something on the order of 1 meter over the next 100 years.
That's Gary Mitchum, professor at the College of Marine Science at the University of South Florida. He says that although there's a fair bit of uncertainty about the rate of sea level rise, it's more likely to be worse than scientists predict than better.
There's a chance it might only be half that. There's also a chance that it might be twice that. And unfortunately, the chance that it might be larger rather than smaller, I think, is more likely.
Part of the goal of the workshop was to look at effective strategies to adapt to sea level rise. Mitchum says that that's a challenging task, given that what seems logical to scientists is not always politically practical.
When we're talking amongst ourselves as scientists, trying to decide on strategies and adaptations, something I think is often missing is we don't have the political leadership in the same room with us, telling us what's possible from their point of view. You know, they're driven by different things than we are. Something that makes eminently good sense to us may be politically impossible. You know, for example, geologically, you know, barrier islands come and go. They're geologically ephemeral, as we call them. They're temporary. So it would make a lot of sense from a science point of view to say never put anything permanent there. From a political leader's point of view, given the importance of these areas to tourism and income, it's politically impossible to do such a thing. Mm-hmm. So we need to look for other adaptation strategies that are actually feasible.
Despite some of the rhetoric coming from the political right and climate change deniers, Mitchum says that there's a consensus that sea level is going to increase this century. John Otting of the Florida Natural Areas Inventory says that one of the main issues right now is continuing research and getting that information from scientists out to the public and educating them about what is coming.
So the main thing is uncertainty of getting more information and better information about the impacts to natural resources, and then getting that word out to folks, educating people so that people are aware of the issues and are prepared to move forward and make some positive steps. I think those are probably the biggest challenges right now.
For more information about the expected impacts of sea level rise in the Tampa Bay area and an interactive map featuring the sea level projections for the entire United States, check out sealevel.climatecentral.org. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin in St. Pete Beach.